Geography. I'm your host, Vicky Pearson, and this is episode number 4. We're talking today about ancient tourism of Europe. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The rise and domination of the Roman Empire fascinates many people around the world. Even today, in the modern world, there are discoveries made by archaeologists that increase the attractiveness of Rome as a tourist destination. The history of this Roman city is inseparable from the history behind it. Besides history and culture, the city offers a wide range of restaurants, hotels, museums, and other tourist attractions popular with tourists. Many tourist magazines rate it as one of the most famous places to tour, and many of them are rated by many tourist magazines. Paris, the largest city and capital of France, is one of the most visited cities in the world. The main attractions of Paris include the Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame de Paris, and the Arc de Triomphe, as well as the Grand Palais, a famous tourist attraction. The city offers an unparalleled cultural journey with a wide selection of museums, galleries, restaurants, hotels, museums, and other tourist attractions. The country is known for its influential art, architecture, and culture, and the Vatican Museums in the heart of Rome are an attraction for many. Rome itself is home to some of the most famous museums, galleries, restaurants, hotels, and other tourist attractions in the world. Italian cuisine has spread around the world. Eating pasta and pizza in Italy is a must, for many, because it spreads worldwide. Rome is also a destination for pilgrims, especially when the European clergy visit the 7 pilgrim churches in Rome. Many continue to Naples, where they also see Herculaneum and Pompeii, but few venture far beyond southern Italy. A large number of tourists began their tour in 1648 in the Cathedral of Peace in Munster, and there is no doubt that not a single tourist will claim that he or she does not want to see all the historical sites that Rome has to offer. The catacombs of the Roman Forum contain many historical ruins, which attract large numbers of tourists every year. The Vatican Museum offers you the opportunity to experience the development of the Roman Catholic Church. The great tourist Francis Bassett became familiar with the antiques through the altar, an invention of the painter Pompeo Bertone. Although the Grand Tour is primarily associated with the British aristocracy and the wealthy country aristocracy, similar trips have been made across Europe. Although it was limited to the high nobility, it became an integral part of aristocratic education in the Middle Ages. The flourishing customs and the standard itineraries associated with them were considered an educational rite of passage. The era of the Grand Tour is the time when tourism as we know it really came into play, and this is the time when tourism, which we all know and love, came into play. People would travel in carriages and be accompanied by an elderly person who would look after them. Those who grew up traveled across Europe to see art, architecture, science, and more for themselves. The revolution meant that this was no longer particularly viable for many people, but seeing a city frozen in time almost 2,000 years ago makes for an illuminating historical journey. The Acropolis, an archaic symbol of democracy, was built between 447 and 438 BC and reassembled and disassembled several times during the Ottoman Empire's occupation of the city. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and sits atop the ruined agora of the city, where ancient courthouses and libraries can be visited. 300 years ago, wealthy young Britons began the Grand Tour, a tour of the world's most important ancient sites and monuments. The primary value of this Grand Tour was to explore ancient Greece, Rome, Athens, and other ancient cities. As enthusiasm for neoclassical culture waned and Thomas Cook ended the era, the tradition's popularity waned. However, Western and Central European countries remain among the most visited in Europe, and growth is driven by Southern Europe. Below we find the top 10 most visited countries and the reasons why these countries are attractions for tourists. France is not the Eiffel Tower or the Wine Museum, but the remains of the Roman Empire scattered throughout Italy. It can be difficult to avoid people looking for the same old places, especially if travelers want to experience something different. To provide a more interesting travel experience, here is a guide to some of the lesser-known destinations in Europe. The Alfama is home to Baroque churches, castles, and monasteries built on a network of narrow streets and corridors. Episode 4 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Vicky Pearson. Adios. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.